the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
What we're trying to do is create the electrical sounds of the universe using the newly attained music of inner space.
Hey Retrospect fans, Phil Gray here for episode 412 of Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. This week we're taking a look at Proto Psychedelia, and we got it underway with a band called The Monocles. It's a Denko Records 7-inch release from 1966. The Monocles, later The Higher Elevation, a name under which they had a couple of tracks, The Spider and the Fly and The Diamond Mine, both on the Volume 3 of the Pebbles compilation series, the Acid Punk titled one. This band, youngsters from Colorado, formed 1964, known for getting around in a custom Cadillac hearse, so very cool. So this Monocles track, lesser known one, called Psychedelic, that's where it's at. So it was a pretty good way to get this Proto Psychedelia episode underway.
Phil is a terrific guy. He's working very hard.
Well, we have all sorts of Proto Psychedelia in this episode. Bunch of stuff from around the world, including Venezuela, Uruguay, Italy, Peru, Japan, France. So stay tuned for those. But for this set, three tracks out of the States and Canada. Canada starting it off. This is a favorite from Retrospect. This band out of Vancouver, formed as the Wee Beasties in 1965, released just two singles. And this is a demo version of my favorite. There's a little bit of it at the start of every Retrospect episode. This is The Painted Ship with Frustration.
Everything is troubling me. I can't seem to find a place to turn. Can't seem to find any place to go. Once in a while I meet a few new people. instead of acting very nice. They try to give me some advice, or maybe how to act, or maybe how to walk, or maybe how to talk. They think they know where it's at. They think they can show me that they can make a better man. They think they always can show me maybe how it's done. Whatever it is, all the time. People always tell us be how to act. Think they know where it is at. Once in a while I meet a new girl. She looks so fine. I make my beer, try my lunch. She looks at me and says she can't be made.
Garage punk, garage rock, freak beat, and psychedelia. Try a little psychedelia.
touch the sky.
It's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, episode 412. We're exploring proto-psychedelia, and we got that set underway with Canada's The Painted Ship with Frustration. Then a band called The Avant-Garde, kind of more flower power pop music, really. These guys formed 1967, had three singles on Columbia Records. But it was just two guys backed by different session musicians on each release. We had a track called Naturally Stoned, hit number 40 in the Billboard Top 100 in mid-1968. So the Avant-Garde, two members as I said. Elkin Fowler was one. After the band disbanded, he went on to have a career as a folk singer. Had an album release, also played guitar on albums by Bob Dylan and Leonard Cohen. The second member also went on to have a further career as a country music artist on Warner Brothers and Epic Records. His name is Chuck Woolery, is the Chuck Woolery, who went on to host Wheel of Fortune and The Love Connection. So that was the Avant-Garde with Naturally Stoned. Then, the fifth generation. 1968 release by this band out of Carroll, Iowa. Started by friends in 1964. Took an interest in music, particularly the Beatles. They covered tracks such as Lue Lue, Hang On Sloopy and Gloria. Then adopted more psychedelic effects, echo, wah-wah, fuzz tone. 1968, they travelled to Milford, Iowa to record a 45. Recorded a track called Caroline, had nothing for the B-side. Decided to bash out a track called Purple Haze by the Jimi Hendrix Experience. Great cover by the fifth generation. Like us on Facebook. Facebook.com/RetrospectGaragePunkRadio. Well, here's an interesting band called the Haight Ashbury Blues Band. I believe it's the only release you'll find under that name. This band out of Palo Alto, California. They did perform at the San Francisco International Pop Festival as Haight Ashbury Blues Band, but they were in fact the New Delhi River Band, performing under an alter ego. So this band were formed from members of the Bethlehem Exit and the Pine Valley Boys. They formed 1966. Based in Palo Alto, had a regular gig at The Barn in Scotts Valley, disbanded early 1968. So the Haight Ashbury Blues Band with Banana Sauce and Brain Soup. ¶¶
Phil Gray's
retrospect.
Don't be afraid to say goodbye. Don't be afraid to see me cry. Why you left me for another man? It's not like it was before. Your love for me is no more. But I will set you free, 'cause then I know you'll be happy.
'60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
But it's certainly a terrible thing. Terrible thing.
Thing that started on the dance floor is expected to be finished in a parked car.
Retrospect.
60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
You were always running backwards, running from the life you lived. You would never face a future, from this ship I was hid. Techniques of evasion, sidestepping facts and thoughts, playing with life's equations up there on your rocking horse. Looking round, you're seeing nothing, just the things you want to see. What's the difference now in stopping? Might as well keep your seat.
Ashbury Blues Band with Banana Sauce and Brain Soup. Then we have the Psychedelic Symphony, recorded 1965 at Rider Sound Studio. A track called Don't Be Afraid. That's actually a part of a soundtrack to a film called Mondo Keyhole, which is described as a little morality play about people hooked on love, sex, and drugs, including LSD. So the Psychedelic Symphony, I suspect not a real band. Followed by a band who most certainly were a real band, the 13th Floor Elevators, off their Easter Everywhere studio album, their second album, November 1967, one of the greatest psychedelic albums of all time. 13th Floor Elevators with She Lives in a Time of Her Own, and they're wrapping the set out of the UK. The Pretty Things, a band who started off strictly R&B before adopting psychedelic rock and releasing in 1968 SF Sorrow, one of the first rock operas. We had a track called Mr. Evasion. That was a bonus track on a re-release of SF Sorrow, but also the B-side of a 7-inch 45 released in 1967, B-side to the Defecting Grey single, The Pretty Things with Mr. Evasion.
Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Well, let's head global now. Proto-Psychedelia, So here's the Mops. Formed 1966 in Japan, bunch of high schoolers. This is off their fantastic album, Psychedelic Sound in Japan.
Yada. Yada. Yada yo. Mou. Modoremai. Mou. Omae wo hanasenai. Omae nashi de wa. Mou. 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 Yada. Kono te wa. Ore no tame ni. Kono kaori wo. Ore no tame ni. Kono nukumori wo. Ore no tame ni. Moshi. Omae ga inaku natta ra. Orewa, kurai yami ga shizunde shimau. Dakara, shikkari, ore no te wo onegai. I love you. Baka da to iu no ka? Crazy だというのか。いいのさ。なんと思われても。だから、しっかり、しっかり、俺の手を、お願い。I love you.
Check out Retrospect on Apple Podcasts, where you can rate each show and leave a review for Retrospect.
It's not nice.
And of course, subscribe.
It was bad.
For your weekly fix of cool 60s garage.
I'm not finished.
The fool I fear a godly land. I fly my heels just a falling in the wind. And it's been so long in the dream. He left home when he was 17. He reached five and he without seeing. Everybody knows this boy. And Rolling Stone has got it no more. I just bought him calling a tramp. I just woke up, people have got his arm. Hey, and some people say you gotta come back home. We mess around and be pretty around. They tell me I should hold me back. Might have been too pretty sad. And then it says it's really hard. Anyway, it wasn't really fine. Everybody knows the same story. And all they were is gonna lose the glory. Oh, your body, calling to the camp. And you're welcome, beating on the dirty dog. I wish I. On across the span, that's the fool still regards the land. Climbing here just the falling in the wind. Ain't it been so long and seen. But you worry, calling a friend. Are you alone when the people are done? It's all. I wish I. Hey. I wish I. Yeah. Ow!
This is Ed Klee, and you're listening to Phil Gray's Retrospect 60s Garage, a wonderful place.
Acá tengo la costumbre de caminar descalzo por la calle. Gritar es un gran deporte que nadie quiere ya perderse. Bailar en todas las fiestas, encontrar la novia, buscar por la noche. Soportar este calor que consume a la ciudad. No, 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 yo no puedo más. Quiero que tú me comprendas que son ya pasadas las 14, me voy. Yo no puedo aguantar el verano en la ciudad, el verano en la ciudad. Acá quiere todo el mundo que tomarse un vaso de refresco. El agua ya se ha terminado y no queda nadie que pueda bañarse. Golpeando por todas las puertas, todos van gritando, vamos a la playa. Soportar este calor que consume a la ciudad. No, 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 yo no puedo más. Quiero que tú me comprendas que son ya pasadas las 14, me voy. Yo no puedo aguantar el verano en la ciudad, el verano en la ciudad. De que nadie quiere ya perderse. Bailar en todas las fiestas, encontrar a la novia, buscar por la noche. Soportar este calor que consume a la ciudad. No, 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 yo no puedo más. Quiero que tú me comprendas que son ya pasadas las 14, me voy. Yo no puedo aguantar el verano en la ciudad, el verano en la ciudad.
Three slices of global proto psych. The Mops top of the set off their 68 album Psychedelic Sound in Japan. A lot of cover versions on that album. A couple of tracks by Jefferson Airplane, The Doors, The Animals. It truly is a classic psychedelic album. We had a track called Oh My No Subete O from the Mops. Then from Venezuela, The Love Depression, self-titled LP from 1968. Pretty much all cover versions on this album. It's an interesting album. I wouldn't say one of the great psychedelic albums, but I enjoy it. The Love Depression with their cover of Highway Child. And then finally, something that is very exciting. Out of Bogota, Colombia, the Silver Thunders. They did a bunch of recording studios in 1968, influenced by Merseybeat and British R&B, also American Surf and Garage. They did a bunch of Beatles covers, and curios they are, also tracks by the Troggs and the Monkees, and Summer in the City by the Livin' Spoonful. The band, the Silver Thunders, picture and information up on our Instagram and Facebook, out of Uruguay, with Livin' Spoonful's Summer in the City.
Just blow your mind!
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Well, here's a bit of French freak beat, or yeah yeah music, however you'd like to describe it. French singer-songwriter Christine Pilzer. Just two EPs and two 7-inch singles released in the late 60s. Eventually became a fashion designer under the name Christine Van Den Hout. But Christine Pilzer is her name. This track, Ahem Ho A Ur.
L'amour, encore l'amour,
Phil is a terrific guy, but we get along.
Retrospect.
Poi capirai, vedo la notte, viene da me. Eccola qui, eccola è qui, eccola è qui.
Than ever before. Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
That is three more global proto-psychedelia curios. Picture and information on each of them up on our Instagram and Facebook pages. So Christine Pilzer with Ahem O-Ha-Ur, top of the set, bit of French yeah yeah music. Then we had Lucio Dalla, Italian singer, songwriter, musician and actor, known for playing clarinet and keyboards mainly. In the 60s he is involved in a jazz festival, so mainly a jazz musician. But he did release a 1966 album called 1999. It had covers of James Brown tracks, also a cover of the Shangri-Las. We had a track called LSD, so Italian singer Lucio Dalla. Then wrapping the set from Peru, from Trujillo, from 1967, Los Aguilas is their name. Pretty well known at the time on local television, also tours and concerts. Released an LP, Los Aguila, with a track called A Question of Temperature, cover of the track that we perhaps better know as being by The Balloon Farm. And that takes us to the end of Retrospect for this week, our proto-psychedelia episode. Something very interesting to leave you with. This is a track called Freak Out Part 2. There is a part one, flip sides of a 45 released in 1967 by Psychedel Light Records. Now that name Psychedel Light does not imply light psychedelia. It is in fact the name of a lamp that you could buy called the Psychedel Light. It was a tubular shaped light shade that projected all sorts of groovy psychedelic phrases and squiggly shapes onto your wall. Made by Crown Lamp Company in Greensburg, Pennsylvania. You bought the lamp, you got the 45. So here it is, Freak Out Part 2 by The Sounds, as packaged with the Psychedel Light from 1967. Thanks for joining me for this episode of Retrospect. I'm Phil Gray. Hope you're keeping safe and keeping your distance.
Connect with Retrospect. Retrospect Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
A tragedy, a horrible tragedy, worst in our country's history, a horror show.